Yemeni armed forces have responded strongly to Israel's announcement of a new large-scale military operation in Gaza by imposing a blockade on Israel's Haifa port. The Yemeni army spokesperson Major General Yahya Sari confirmed the launch of this operation following orders from the Ansarullah leadership. He warned companies using Haifa port to reconsider their maritime activities. This move came soon after Israel announced its new military campaign named Operation Gideon Chariot, which aims at fully occupying the Gaza Strip. The Yemeni decision followed multiple strikes on Israel, including attacks on Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. Ansarullah leader Sayyid Abdul Malik Badreddin al-Houthi stated that Yemen would continue its blockade against Israel, with recent missile and drone launches supporting Gaza. In response, Israeli forces carried out airstrikes on various targets in Yemen, including Sana'a's international airport and power plants. Since November 2023, Yemen has effectively blocked a critical global trade route by taking control of the Israel's Galaxy Leader ship in the Red Sea. This blockade affects about one-third of the world's container traffic and nearly a quarter of all maritime trade. The economic impact extends beyond Israel, causing price increases in Europe for goods imports from Israel. Shipping companies have routed vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, which has increased shipping times, costs, and insurance rates. Initially, Yemen targeted only ships bound for Israel, but operations now extend to any Israeli-related vessels beyond its borders. According to international reports, Yemen's naval blockade has shown how a less powerful actor can challenge a strong military alliance like the US and Israel. This pressure has pushed Washington to accept a ceasefire with Yemen, while the latter continues its attacks. The strategic location of the Bab el-Mandab Strait, a key passage between Yemen and Djibouti, adds to the impact of Yemen's actions. About 12-15% of global trade passes through this strait, including significant oil and container traffic. When Ansarullah closed the strait in response to the Israeli genocidal war in Gaza, it caused severe economic disruptions worldwide. Ships had to take longer routes around Africa, increasing transit times and fuel costs. Maritime trade is vital for Israel, with about 60% of its GDP coming from trade and over 99% from sea routes. The blockade has isolated Israel by cutting off imports of raw materials, consumer goods, and energy except natural gas. Israel's three main ports, Haifa, Ashdod, and Eilat, handle 80% of maritime traffic, but Yemeni missile attacks have crippled the southern port of Eilat, leading to its official shutdown. Currently, ships avoid Israeli ports by taking long detours, drastically raising insurance costs. Haifa port now faces the main burden of maritime trade, but its blockade could effectively halt Israel's sea trade, since Ashdod lacks the infrastructure to handle large volumes. In summary, Yemen's naval operations and blockade have dealt a significant blow to Israel's trade and military activities, showing how regional actors can use strategic geography and asymmetric tactics to challenge a more powerful adversary.